Ketanji Brown Jackson becomes first black woman to sit on U.S. Supreme Court. Jackson's appointment shows the U.S. has moved one step closer towards equality, but the battle to get there has been intense. By John Bilstein. On April 7, 2022, the U.S. Senate confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson's appointment to the Supreme Court by 53-47 votes. Jackson is the first black woman to rise to this position. She replaces her mentor, Justice Stephen Breyer, who retired. Just as Breyer was, Jackson is seen as one of the more liberal judges on the panel. Therefore, some Republicans gave her a hard time during the confirmation hearings. Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. One of their duties is to uphold the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, 1866. That amendment promises all citizens equality before the law. However, the court itself has been slow to achieve equality. It has taken 232 years and 115 appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States, but we've made it, all of us, said Ketanji Brown Jackson at a ceremony at the White House the day after her appointment. We've taken another step toward making our highest court reflect the diversity of America, President Joe Biden later wrote on Twitter. Jackson was President Biden's personal choice for the role as Supreme Court Justice, and with good reason. She is one of the U.S.'s most experienced legal professionals. Because she is only 52 years old, she is also young enough to remain in office for many years. Her role as a black woman and a mother will give the court a better image regarding racial equality and gender balance. With over 500 rulings, and because of her legal expertise, Jackson was supported by many top human rights groups, as well as the National Fraternal Order of Police. Even with support, the selection process for a Supreme Court justice is tough. Candidates must face several rounds of questioning that test their character and resilience.